Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Hi, sir. Good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with a news or media or an organization or a political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. We're not trying to sell you anything, and all of your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely will vote.
What is your age?
85.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate if you would vote or not. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mail, and the ballot reads, show the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of a non-motorized trail within the county. Now, this will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd vote no.
Definitely no or probably no, sir?
Definitely no.
Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
Vote no.
Definitely no or probably?
Definitely.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against?
No.
Definitely no or probably, sir?
Definitely no.
And thank you again for your patience. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your view? Here's the first one. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan, construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closer to your opinion?
I would oppose new money.
For the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first one. Protecting water quality and water supply. Reducing traffic and congestion. Controlling growth and development. Improving local roads and infrastructure. Holding the line on property tax and reducing government spending. Making housing more affordable. Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats. Improving public education and local schools. Which one comes closest to your view, sir? If you like, I can read them for you again.
Is this list quite a bit longer? Because I do have other things to do.
I'm going to be honest with you, sir. Yes, it's going to take me about another 10 minutes to finish this survey.
No, thank you. But as far as the list that you just mentioned, probably improvement in roads and infrastructure would be at the top of my list.
Roads, and the call drops.